Throughout Matthew's Gospel, Jesus and his disciples proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven is near. Here, Jesus offers several brief parables that explore the implications of this announcement for people's lives. The Gospel for today is from Matthew chapter 13. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went out and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you like surprises? For the most part, I do, at least when they are fun surprises. Like when my parents and friends had a surprise birthday party for me in high school. I came home from school and my mom asked me to go get something in the basement. I did so, probably reluctantly, as it was my birthday. When I got downstairs, all my friends popped out and yelled, "Surprise!" Needless to say, I was very surprised. Another time, I got to help my brother Justin surprise our parents. He was living in the state of Washington at the time and came back to North Dakota to interview at a church to be their pastor. I knew he was in North Dakota, but they did not. And he just knocked on their door in Washburn, North Dakota. Needless to say, I wasn't there, but I hear they were very surprised. God's word can be surprising at times as well. Even though we may have read a verse or a passage in the book of the Bible many times, there are always new things for us to learn. Even the fact that this book written thousands of years ago still speaks to us today is surprising. So as we look at the Bible today, this week we have a few more parables from Jesus. The passage starts with the parable of the mustard seed, but not the verse of, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move mountains, that we may be more familiar with. Instead, this one is about the kingdom of heaven. God doesn't compare the kingdom of heaven to a big palace or grand things. Instead, God surprisingly compares heaven to ordinary, everyday things like a mustard seed and yeast. I'll read the first couple verses again. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Mustard seeds. We hear about them a few times in the Bible, so I had to do a little research to see what the mustard seed and plant might be able to teach us this week about our faith. Did you know that mustard plants can become up to 12 feet tall if they aren't cut back? They start out super small, one of the tiniest of seeds, but can grow into fairly substantial plants, most often large bushes. Faith can be a lot like that tiny seed. A lot of our faith life is made up of small actions and moments. Faith is not about doing a big one-time thing. It's a lifetime journey that, for the most part, is made up of all the small, ordinary, everyday moments. Just like life, there are sometimes mountaintop experiences like Bible camp or a trip or just a time when you felt God's love more in your life. But in general, it's about the small daily things that make up our faith life. The mustard plant also spreads seeds and can grow and take over an area. In this big world, it can often feel like what I'm doing is so small and insignificant, it can't possibly make a difference. But God gives us hope in the form of this small seed that can become a big plant. By doing God's work in the world and spreading God's love in our small ways, it can add up. Just like Pastor Martha's love ball a few weeks ago, God's love can grow and spread into something much larger when given time. We as a church are a great example of this as well. Together we can do much more than we can do alone. The other thing I learned about mustard seeds is that the plant has a deep, penetrating root system. It is one of those plants that when you start to pull it, you may end up pulling and pulling and pulling as you follow the root to get to the end. Mustard plants can sometimes be viewed as a weed and have that deep root system that just spreads and can be invasive. Our faith can be like that as well. It starts out maybe attending worship, church school, confirmation, and soon it touches every part of our life. Our faith weaves its way into our life at home, at work, at school, in the car, whatever it is we may be doing. Throughout our life, the love and grace of God becomes a part of who we are, rooted deep within our hearts and souls. This also happens by doing the small, ordinary things regularly that, through time, help God's love penetrate into every part of our life. Jesus died on the cross and rose again to forgive our sins and be in relationship with us. God loves us and claims us as a child of God. In response, we praise and thank him with our prayers by reading the Bible, attending worship, and loving and serving our neighbor in God's name. All those small actions, when done regularly, help God's love weave its way throughout our life and strengthen our faith and relationship with God. It is that rooted faith that can help us through the hard times, because let's face it, life can be hard sometimes. With God's love deeply rooted in our hearts, it can help us through those hard times of diagnoses, sickness, death, anxiety, and just harder days in general. This brings us to the last few verses of our reading from Romans today, where we have one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It starts in verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And then the answer in verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a hopeful word from God to cling to in the midst of life's hardships. We are loved by God, and nothing can separate us from that love. Amen.